Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, reporting to you this Friday, August 16th. Today, we have some compelling stories for our roundup of the latest happenings in the financial sector. First on the docket, we examine the murky waters of sports injury claims through recent legal proceedings involving former rugby league star Ethan Lowe. After exhausting proceedings, the federal court ruled against Lowe's $1 million insurance claim arising from a tackle incident during a 2020 game that ended his career. Lowe sued his insurers for permanent hemiplegia under his NRL accident policy. Yet the court found that Lowe's condition did not meet the total paralysis criterion necessary under the policy's definition of hemiplegia. This ruling, influenced by a mix of medical opinions and a prior injury from 2016, throws light on the intricate challenges in the intersection of law, medicine, and insurance faced by injured athletes. From the courts, we move on to regulatory action in the securities markets. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has kicked off legal proceedings against the Australian Securities Exchange over allegations of misleading statements circling the delayed CHESS replacement system. This high-tech project was subject to a critical review by Accenture, leading to a concerning $250 million write-off. Joe Longo, the ASIC chair, has underscored the role of trustworthy communications in maintaining market integrity, making this a key issue to watch. Shifting gears now to positive policy news, the Treasury has introduced a game-changing extension to small business lending rules. This extension pushes the lending exemption deadline from October this year to October of 2026. Designed to stimulate growth in the sector, this policy exempts certain loans meant for personal and legitimate business purposes from the usual responsible lending regulations. What counts as a small business, you ask? Those with fewer than 100 employees, or revenue under $5 million annually. This move brings us fascinating implications for Australia's lending landscape, potentially reshaping the dynamics of small businesses. Lastly, we have intriguing news pertaining to Australia's merger regulations. The Treasury's latest draft proposes enhancements in our regulatory framework to strike a fair balance between streamlined processes and securing public benefits. Set to take effect from January 2026, the amendments include a new competition impact test that underscores substantial public benefits, giving more power to the ACCC in their pursuit of consumer protection. That's a wrap for today's Financial News Australia. Stay up to date on the ever-changing financial services world with us here at Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estrotori. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more details. Here's wishing you a prosperous day ahead.